Hi, how you doing out there? I just want to preface this chapter reading by saying you may hear some crickets in the background. You know, I'm on the ninth floor of a building facing the ocean in Pattaya, Thailand, and just in case. Okay, here we go. Chapter 97. I start shooting for Larry Flint. After shooting those 20 sets for Oriental Dolls, I emailed Larry Flint Publications in L.A. and let them know my situation. You know, that I was living in Bangkok, shooting material for various publications, and let me know if you're interested type of thing. And they let me know that they were indeed interested, and could I send them some new material, and we'd go from there. So I got a girl on over, did a photo shoot, had the slides processed, and then FedExed it on over to Larry Flint Publications in L.A., and they liked it and bought it. And that girl actually ended up on the very first issue of Asian Fever, Larry Flint's brand new magazine, and they became my newest and best client. I love the efficiency with which they operated, and I love the $3,000 they paid me for a photo shoot, which is more than I had ever been paid for my work up until that point. The significance of shooting for Flint is that I basically went from shooting soft porn to shooting hard porn as I introduced dildos into the photo sessions, and those photo sessions went to a whole new level of sexy and a whole new level of horny, and well, what can I say? My job got a whole lot better. I loved capturing every sexy moment of a girl in the process of satisfying herself with a lubed up dildo. Every wonderful facial expression, every horny glance that came my way as she moved her sexy naked body around in an effort to get the most out of each photo session. Adding that element of sex into those photo sessions changed the entire nature of the work, and it took it to a whole new level. And I think that my photos reflect that. And I also think that it's some of my best work, thanks to the models who really rose to the occasion and were, well, to die for. Unfortunately, I can't show that work here because this is the non-X-rated version of my memoir, but I will tell you that some of those very X-rated images are some of my best stuff, in my opinion anyway. Flint was launching a new magazine called Asian Fever, and it was, again, right place, right time. My advantage was that I was living in Thailand and had access to tons of the most beautiful Asian girls in the world, and the girl makes the photo, let's face it. I researched Asian Fever on Google for the book, and I was surprised to find out that I had actually shot that very first cover. I never knew that because I never used to see my work. I was out of touch living halfway around the world in Thailand, and other than a barely legal cover that I saw when I was in LA one time, I never saw any of my stuff in print. I would shoot the stuff, have the slides processed, and then overnight mail it to my customer. To this day, I've never seen or held an Asian Fever magazine, and the same goes with Oriental Dolls. Never saw one, never touched one. That may sound weird to you, but I was over here in Thailand and completely out of touch with the rest of the world, which is how I liked it. I mean, who needs details, you know? I have a story regarding that first set that I sent to Flint and Company, which, by the way, just happened to land on the cover of that very first issue of Asian Fever back in February 1999, and it goes like this. When I got the directive to shoot a set and send it to him, I immediately called up my model agent, Film, who just happened to be a lady boy, and asked her to bring a girl on over for a shoot that day. And when they showed up, well, what can I say? She was my type. Anyway, got a lot of types. Anyway, during the shoot, the chemistry was right. One thing led to another. And there we were right in the middle of the shoot going at it full on. And when we were done, we continued the photo session. And she ended up staying over that night. And the following day, I gave my newest love a key to my room and told her to let herself in any time and even move in if she felt like it. And then she left. Now, don't forget, I had already married two of my models up to that point, so keep that in mind. Anyway, everything was falling into place so perfectly, except for the fact that we're dealing with a guy named Brad here. So what does Brad do? Well, he goes out that night and meets this sexy, innocent, dark-skinned, petite Thai girl who gets him horny as hell, and he takes her back to his room where they enjoy sex intermittently throughout the night, and the next morning they're at it once again for good measure, and in fact, really going all out. And out of the blue, the door opens, and it's the model from the day prior, as she had let herself in with her brand new key that Brad had given her after having sex with her all night, and she comes walking in with her girlfriend. It was obviously obvious that they'd been out all night partying, and sees Brad and this other girl having sex like there's no tomorrow, and without a word, she and her girlfriend turn around, she puts the key on the table, and they leave. Take a look at her photos and just see what I lost that morning. I've also included a collection of some of my work that landed on the covers of Asian Fever. Man, I had it made. And don't forget, when my shot landed on an Asian Fever or Barely Legal cover, $3,000 would suddenly appear out of nowhere. Let's see, what's 3,000 divided by 5? That's about how much I was making per hour. Go figure. End of chapter.